The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. I cannot tell you how many times I've got my stories arranged. Every day I print off, I don't know, anywhere from a dozen to three dozen stories. And then I go through them, I read them, I underline them, I highlight things, I circle things that I think are important. And then, just before we go on the air, I go through all of the stories and I prioritize them. I put on top the one that I want to talk about first, and then second, and then third, and so forth. And sometimes I try to think about the segments. You know, okay, I'll begin the 4 o'clock segment with this story, and the 5 o'clock segment with this story. And I've got it all organized. And then I make the mistake of checking email or Facebook or Twitter during the commercial break, and then I chase rabbits. And I'm going to do that just for a minute, all right? Because I just now got my latest Sojo mail. Yeah, that's from Sojourners and Reverend Jim Wallace. Jim Wallace is the grand poobah of the liberal social justice left. Why do I talk that way? Because that's the way the liberal preachers talk, in high and lofty voices, and then they go very deep, and then very high, to say absolutely nothing. Anyway, Jim Wallace and the Sojourners, they are the cutting edge of the social justice movement, which is driven by the far liberal left theologically and politically. And all the time I get the Sojo mail. And I've told you, if you want to know what the liberal theologians are doing and thinking, subscribe. It's free. Go to sojo.net, S-O-J-O.net. You should sign up, and it comes into your email box, and you can read and kind of keep up with what the liberals are doing. Anyway, well, now they're fighting for the polar bears. Yes. Dear Bob. Oh, I should say, dear Bob, we've never been this close to losing Alaska's iconic Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Mm-hmm, yeah. And then they go off on a tirade about big oil's going to ruin the Arctic. How many times have we heard that? Remember the Alaska pipeline? Remember all the doomsday, the doomer and gloomers? It's going to ruin it. The permafrost is going to be destroyed. Oh, it's good. And we're all going to die. That was years ago. Well, and again, remember, the liberal left doesn't deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. We're going to lose the Arctic. Big oil is going to go up and they're going to destroy it. And it's all because of Donald Trump. It's because of Trump. And polar bears are going to die because of Trump. And I was reading this during the commercial break. I thought, I have read all of these sensationalistic emails from Sojo Mail ever since Trump was elected. Now, when Obama was in office, everything was fine. Everything was fine. The minute Trump got elected, the world is going to end. Polar bears are going to die. All of the poor people on the planet, they're all going to die. All of them because of Trump. Children are going to die. Old people are going to die because of Trump. But I thought, never once have I heard the Sojourners or Jim Wallace talk about the unborn. Not once. He's concerned about polar bears. Really concerned about polar bears. Donald Trump hates polar bears. He probably has polar bear steaks at the White House. If we really knew, he is probably cutting up and eating polar bears if we knew the truth. But not one word about unborn babies. That interesting? March for Women, filled with obscenity and profanity. These brave women are standing up for their rights. 500,000 people march on Washington, D.C. Social justice people, Jim Wallace, Sojourners, silent. Not a word. Not a single word. And I have read, I haven't read all of his editorials, but I've read quite a bit of it. I have never once seen a single article at Sojo Mail or from Jim Wallace or from the Sojourners about people dying and going to hell because they don't know Christ as Savior. I've never seen him once say, you know, we need to get the gospel out because people are going to die and go to hell if they don't know Jesus. The Arctic, got to save the Arctic. Polar bears, got to save the polar bears. Unborn human babies, we don't care about those. The eternal souls of men and women, we got to save the environment. We got to save the planet. We got to have clean air. It is just amazing. And here's a subtitle. Oil megacorp Chevron wants to destroy one of the last truly wild places on Earth, the Arctic. I can just see the board meeting at Chevron and all of the board members sitting around a table. Hey, what do you want to do next? I want to destroy the Arctic. Oh, me too. I love that idea. Yeah. Let's figure out ways to destroy the Arctic. I tell you, these people. And you know, and I'm not for big oil. Believe me, I am not a fan of big oil or anything like that. But do you remember when gas was over $4 a gallon? Do you remember the Arab oil embargo when all of us were in line, sometimes a mile long, just to try to get 5 gallons of gas? Remember that? Because the Arabs cut off our oil? Remember that? Do you remember when we were completely dependent upon people that sometimes are our enemies? And American families were having to shell out huge amounts of dollars just to put gas in their car. Because we have begun drilling in the Arctic and in Alaska and in Texas, America now exports more oil than we import, which means less danger from our enemies. It means the poor will be more able to put gas in their tank. And We have had very, very, very few ecological accidents, and none of them really major. Yeah. That saved the polar bears, but babies, nah, they're not important.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I believe with all my heart that the human race is a fallen race. I believe that a biblical worldview begins with fallen man. Man's fallen nature. You and I have discussed that over and over and over again. But something also that I don't think we should ever forget is the fact that in spite of the fact that we have a fallen nature, God has given us a conscience. God has placed within us the ability to know right from wrong. I believe that as well. Now, we can singe that. We can desensitize it. The Bible talks about a conscience seared with a hot iron. We can reject the conscience that God has given us, that innate ability to know right from wrong. We can reject it long enough and hard enough that we make it basically inoperative. It doesn't work anymore. And that's happening in our culture. We are losing the ability to understand basic right and wrong. Because our culture is saying bad things are good and good things are bad and righteous things are evil and evil things are righteous. Things are upside down, inside out, and backwards. That is true, but I think there is still buried in the human heart a sense of conscience. And in time, and I think we've seen this through history, in time, that God-given conscience rises up and says, that's wrong. The Holocaust. How many people were deceived into thinking that evil, desperate, horrible, wicked, demonic evil was good? These people are going to hurt us and harm us. We need to eliminate them. They're inferior. They're going to ruin the human race. So we need to get rid of them. It's the final solution, as it was called. But in time, the collective conscience of man rose up and said, this is wicked and this is evil. Now, that hatred of the Jews is coming back. Okay, but here's the point I want to make. We have lost almost all ability to know right from wrong when it comes to sexuality, men, women, marriage, family. Our culture has adopted absolutely anti-scientific things because it's the latest, it's the coolest, this transgender thing, this phenomenon. That it absolutely defies science. It is pure emotion, pure hysteria. Has nothing to do with science. Well, I have said many times that Great Britain is ahead of us in sin, debauchery, and a decline in morality. Great Britain, sadly and unfortunately, has been ahead of us in turning right things wrong and wrong things right and so forth. Almost no one goes to church in Great Britain anymore. You think about what England did in spreading the gospel. The greatest missionary movements in history came from Great Britain. And now Great Britain is spiritually dead. But there is some hope of an enlightening. I have a story here That's a follow-up on something that I talked to you about a couple of weeks ago. The Tavistock Center in Great Britain is Britain's largest transgender clinic, where primarily young people, although some adults, go for sexual transition, hormonal therapy, surgery, and so forth. They have been out in front, and I put that in quotation marks, in the transgender movement. There is an awakening. Some of the staff, as I reported to you a couple of weeks ago, went to the press and said, whoa, wait a minute. We are hurting people. We are harming people. When we are giving children hormone treatments, cross-sex hormone treatments, and starting surgery with 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds, when we're giving puberty blockers and we have no idea what the side effects will be in 20, 30 years, we are abusing children. These are people who work there, psychologists and psychiatrists. Well, a couple of others are joining in the legal case. Quote, a British woman who was given hormone blockers and opposite sex hormones as part of a gender transition is now suing the clinic that gave her the drugs, arguing she was medically harmed. All of this began in her mid-teens. In her mid-teens, she thought she was transgender. And she needed to transition to the opposite gender. Her lawyer says she now very seriously regrets the process and feels that the way it was handled and her involvement was not appropriate. The girl involved, who is now in her 20s, she's 23 now, says, I was not old enough to make those decisions. I was not mature enough to make those decisions. And so she's taking them to court, saying that she was harmed. Her family was told that the treatments were, quote, fully reversible, when in fact, no one knows the long-term effects. She is transitioning back to the gender of her birth, and there is a movement in Great Britain that is beginning that says, whoa, wait a minute. We weren't told the truth about this whole transgender thing. We were lied to. I hope that movement comes to America. And the medical and psychological community in America has an awakening and realizes the horrible, horrific things they are doing to young people. I hope so. All right. Hey, if you're in the AM 880 family, switch over to 104.5 FM or streaming audio. Much, much more we need to talk about today.